For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You'll hear an interview with a 16-year-old girl called Sarah, who writes a blog for and about teenagers.
Sarah, you write a regular blog for and about teenagers. How did you learn how to do that?
I started reading other blogs that people were writing, and I thought it was a good idea. None of my friends were doing it, so I looked on YouTube to get information as to how to start a blog. I thought it would be interesting for school children and young people at college.
Why did you focus on teenage issues?
It's not that I wanted to keep older people away from my blogs. In fact, older people are really interesting and can give some good advice to teenagers. It's just that I'm a teenager, so it made more sense to write about things that affect my generation because I know how they feel.
How were you feeling about writing your blog in the beginning?
I was excited because I had plenty of free time to write it. But I wasn't sure how well it would do and if anyone would even be interested in what I had to say. After all, it would have been embarrassing if no one read it or no one joined in with the discussions.
How much time do you spend working on your blog?
Actually, I spend quite a lot of time working on my blog, as it has become an important part of my life. I work on it every day for about 4 to 5 hours, even at the weekends. Sometimes it's during the day and sometimes it's in the evening. It depends on what I'm doing. Some days I do a bit or work in the morning, then I go back to it in the evening.
What would you say is the topic that is most of interest to teenagers today?
You'd expect it to be music, sport and education, but without a doubt young people are really worried about the world around them. There is a growing movement among young people these days to try and make governments more seriously informed about pollution and protection of animals and plants.
Finally, Sarah, how has writing a blog changed your life?
I have had to become better at using a computer, but I'm no expert. I wouldn't say I have made new friends from it, even though I obviously talk to people about subjects that come up. I can say, however, that I have learned a lot about many different subjects through the replies that people send to my blog.
Thank you for talking to us, Sarah.
Now, listen again.
Sarah, you write a regular blog for and about teenagers. How did you learn how to do that?
I started reading other blogs that people were writing, and I thought it was a good idea. None of my friends were doing it, so I looked on YouTube to get information as to how to start a blog. I thought it would be interesting for school children and young people at college.
Why did you focus on teenage issues?
It's not that I wanted to keep older people away from my blogs. In fact, older people are really interesting and can give some good advice to teenagers. It's just that I'm a teenager, so it made more sense to write about things that affect my generation because I know how they feel.
How were you feeling about writing your blog in the beginning?
I was excited because I had plenty of free time to write it. But I wasn't sure how well it would do and if anyone would even be interested in what I had to say. After all, it would have been embarrassing if no one read it or no one joined in with the discussions.
How much time do you spend working on your blog?
Actually, I spend quite a lot of time working on my blog, as it has become an important part of my life. I work on it every day for about 4 to 5 hours, even at the weekends. Sometimes it's during the day and sometimes it's in the evening. It depends on what I'm doing. Some days I do a bit or work in the morning, then I go back to it in the evening.
What would you say is the topic that is most of interest to teenagers today?
You'd expect it to be music, sport and education, but without a doubt young people are really worried about the world around them. There is a growing movement among young people these days to try and make governments more seriously informed about pollution and protection of animals and plants.
Finally, Sarah, how has writing a blog changed your life?
I have had to become better at using a computer, but I'm no expert. I wouldn't say I have made new friends from it, even though I obviously talk to people about subjects that come up. I can say, however, that I have learned a lot about many different subjects through the replies that people send to my blog.
Thank you for talking to us, Sarah.
That is the end of part 4.